As I do often, sometimes before we begin a new sort of topic, we learn together a little Orach HaShulchan to get a basic idea. So, as you could see, Kuf Lamed Zayin discusses, we're discussing about laning, who gets the aliyahs first, what's the priority of the aliyahs. So in Kuf Lamed Zayin, we discuss about the psukim, and if you skip psukim, skip words, things like that. So the Orach HaShulchan says that we already learned Kvar Nispar B'Siman Kuf Lamed Hei Shenistakein Ezra Shol Likros Pachos Me'asarat Psukim Beis V'Hei U'Shavus Mincha. We already learned in Kuf Lamed Hei that Ezra made a takana that when we lane on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos afternoon, we have to lane at least 10 psukim, at least 10 psukim, plus galvreif, and at least 3 people. When we get to Mishmar, we'll see why 10 psukim, why they do it that way. V'nisbar Rosham, pasuk v'aydaber, kamken olo mi'amina. As we'll see, when we talk about 10 psukim, if you have a pasuk, the most common pasuk, v'aydaber Hashem olo mashal le'imor, that pasuk counts towards the 10. Afa gav she'ein bo davar prati, even though there's nothing specific or detailed or anything new, really. Mikol makom Torah hi, but still Torah. And therefore, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor would count towards the requisite 10 psukim. Vim choser achas mimena, kol Torah psula. And I'll prove to you that Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor is important. Because let's say one letter is missing from a pasuk that says Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor. Let's say Vaydaber, the vav of Vaydaber is missing. Well, in one of those Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, somewhere in the Torah, whole Torah is out. Pasuk. Whole Torah is pasuk. Ve'af agav, devet purim anu korim vayavu amalek ve'ein bo elot tes psukim. And even though we say you have to have 10 psukim, on Purim we read vayavu amalek, the end of Bishalah, and it only has 9 psukim. Shiny Hassam, the Gomari in Yana. So the answer is that no, that's an exception. Their 9 psukim is enough, even though we normally say it has to be at least 10. Because the concept, the story, the intact story is finished in that with 9 psukim. So therefore, we don't add. L'hachom ikodem in yon acher, l'ratzu chachamim. So what are you going to do? Start with a pasuk before? It won't fit. So the Chacham didn't want that. V'azeh yesh tam b'Yerushalmi l'fi she'asa ma'aseh katua kolomar she'haman v'amalek ratzu l'toa koach Yisrael l'fichach pirashtel katua. Another reason is, since Amalek and Haman want to cut off Klal Yisrael, the parsha that talks about them is also cut off. Another reason, interesting reason. Now, the Orach HaShulchan says in base, V'kivan sheyesh asar psukim l'tlas gavrei. Now, you probably figure this out. So we got a problem. Because if you say there has to be 10 psukim, there's only 3 people. There's 3 aliyahs Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos afternoon. 10 psukim. Who gets the extra pasuk? People used to get upset about these things, you know. Not here, but... And the Chacham didn't say it could be anyone. It could be the Kohen, the Levi, or the Israel who gets the extra pasuk. And they can do whatever they want. The Gabbai is a prerogative. Sometimes Rob comes up to me and says, you know, what's the story with Elias? I say, GD. Right. Discretion. Well, we use it a little different. Gabbai's discretion. So it would apply in this case that if there's 10 psukim, it would be Rob's discretion who gets. I know you're all looking at me, but we haven't set up another server. We'll get to that in the Mishnah Berurah later. See, it takes a lot of the fun out of it. But going to be the Gabbai's discretion who gets the extra pasuk. So the question is obvious. Why didn't Chachamim say the Kohen should get the aliyah? Or why did they leave it up to the Gabbai's discretion? Now, Rob doesn't have this kasha, but other people have that kasha. Why do I and Chachamim say the extra pasuk? If you have 10 psukim, who gets the extra pasuk? So the Aruch HaShulchan says a very interesting idea. They said they didn't want to tell you which one. Besides the fact you could have intelligent gabbayim. But besides that, also there's another issue. And that is Mibnei Shekolacha Yesh Mala. Because each of the aliyahs on a Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos afternoon has a plus. The Arishon HaVarishon, Harehu Rishon. First person should get the fourth pasuk because he's the first, number one. Hashlishi Mishum Demalim Kodesh. Number three has a claim because, you know, we go up in Kedusha. Right, getting close to Hanukkah times, all right? We go up to Kedusha, so therefore it should be 3-3-4. Not 4-3-3. So the third Aliyah has a Tainam. Vamsai Mishum, how about the middle? How about the Levi? What's his claim to fame? So he says, very interesting. Daminor Haisa Amsai Chashiva Yoser. Because in the menorah, the middle branch, right, everything faced the middle branch. The middle was most important. So therefore, everybody's got a claim, right? The coin's like, I'm first. Last guy says, I'm Alim Bakodesh. You go up. And the middle guy says, I'm the middle. It's like the menorah. I give off light to everybody. So, right? So therefore, see, aren't you happy we have it set up now? That, can you imagine this? So, L'chein lo rasu chacham l'ikva, the dafka arishon yikra dalek kumosh kavu b'yikra aliyah l'torah, shakon yikra arishon. So for the Chacham stay out of it. Even though we say the Kohen gets the first Aliyah, still. The actual Lomar, so the Aruch HaShulchan says, maybe the reason is why the Chacham stayed out of it. Shlo Ratzu was that the Dafka Kishla Achar Kore Osam Tzarech Lachlo Kovod La'arishon Aval HaKriya B'Torah HaOlam Atzman Koren. It could be because, remember in the old days, the way it was, if you got an Aliyah, you read it. So it could be kibun sheish tamim bazeh. V'gamata kesher korakora in yocholteinu l'shanos mitam shalakol echa yesh mala. So in other words, maybe a person didn't know how to read or he couldn't do the extra pasuk. Now that we have a bal kore, so we just stayed out of it, and it'd be ultimately the gabbai's discretion. Okay. Now let's just do a little machaber here. Rotating a little late. At least let's start inside Kuf Lamed Zion. So again, now you're a little familiar with what's going on. So the Mechaber says, Biyom Shekorin Gimel, on a day where we call up three aliyahs, right? Obviously not on a day like Shabbos or Yom Tov or something like that. Ein Karin Pachos Miyud Psukim. So we have to read at least 10 Psukim, as we just said. Vaidaber Olam Min Arminyon. And Vaidaber Hashem Omosh Olimor counts as one of those 10 Psukim. V'yisolek Inyonu V'batzer Miyud Psukim. And if the idea is finished in under 10 psukim, like we saw by Amalek, Gagam, Parshas Amalek, Shem Bo'el, Tes psukim, Shabbat Dami, so that'd be good enough. You could do it with just 9 psukim. Okay, as promised, the Mishnah Berurah tells us why did they set up that it has to be 10 psukim. So the Gemara brings down two reasons. One reason is because of the Aseres HaDibros. So since Aseres HaDibros, so one pasuk per Dibor. Or because the Ten Commands that went into making the world, this Asara Mamaros, with which the world was created. So therefore, the Gemara brings down both reasons. So therefore, that was the basis for that we have 10 Psukim and 3 Aliyahs. Mirza Hashem tomorrow will go a little more into this. Perhaps if we made a mistake, and so on and so forth. But that's the basic idea. So Meretz Hashem, we'll get again into this a little more, bling out of tomorrow. Okay.